the point of it all. It's you come to a point in life and you start reevaluating why you do things, what are you looking for, and the point of it all is that 9 times out of 10 you're looking for love and you react in certain strange ways, whether good or bad, but the whole point is you're searching for something, and it's love, whether the guys admit it or the girls admit it or not.
Oh no, the girls admit it. The girls are a bit scared to admit it because when they admit it, the guys tend to run.
Yeah, they're running from themselves. Guys are, you know, they're afraid of getting hurt.
So this album you've done is on a lighter note compared to the last two that you've done. How comes that this one is more lighter?
Well, I'm not in a dark place, you know, like I was back in the day. I'm not out of a bad relationship, so I tend to want to show where I'm at. I'm in a better place. I want to boogie. I want people to dance. You know, everybody's had a hard time or had a hard year, so if I can dance them out of it, you know, boogie them out through their little pain, little money problems, yeah, then why not?
The first release of the album is Cool. Oh, here we go again. It's Cool. Cool.
Yeah, it's called Cool.
Anthony don't like my accent.
Yeah, it's Cool.
And this is David Banner. David Banner's like you. You're like, because I know how old you are, right? But you got this kind of big man voice.
I am a big man.
No, but you got a big man, granddad, big man voice.
I am. I'm about 300 pounds on the inside.
No, not that way big. You know, like, no, we could.
Yeah,
grown,
yeah, yeah. I do. Yeah, grown. Like, I sound like a man, a grown man. Maybe I got a whooping or something with a with an 8-track. I don't know. Maybe it's something. But yeah.
But it's like, the reason why I brought it up is like David Banner as well. When you look at him, he looks like some young little thing, and then he's got this big grown man voice as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's just an old Southern.
Oh, it is that Southern.
Old Southern
stuff.
Man, old grown up. That's right.
What are you going to release next off the album?
The next song is The Point of It All.
Oh, you're actually going to release the title track?
Yeah, it's a beautiful ballad. I think it's necessary. I can hear it in weddings, everything.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
The next wedding anthem.
Yeah, exactly.
Robin Thicke said he's got it with Sweetest Love, so you're going to have to kick him off the next wedding anthem.
Oh, he's a great artist, entertainer, writer. Yeah, he's good. I like
just like yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very good.
But I enjoy Robin Thicke.
I like his stuff as well. Right, let's go back to you working with the legend himself, the Reverend Al Green.
Al, Al, Al. Yes, I did. I won my first Grammy this year working with Al Green and co-wrote 2 songs, Lay It Down, the title track, and the duet that we did. It was amazing. He was really cool. Al was, you know, you hear people say he could be difficult, but he wasn't. He was respectful. He was welcoming and patient. He just enjoyed being in there with me because I guess he saw a lot of himself in me.
Yeah.
And it made it, you know, made him comfortable. I wasn't asking for pictures and all that stuff. I just allowed him to be music, and I'm music. And we sang at the same time, like old school.
Oh, nice. Like how Motown used to do it.
Yeah, just like 1, 2,
yeah,
three,
just
hit
go
it.
In there.
Yeah.
With the album you've got out now, you used a lot of live instruments on that, didn't you, as well?
Live instruments, but it was, you know, maybe I would sing down with the piano or sing down with the guitar, but not with the full band like I'm going to go back to.
Well, it's still nice to hear that you did that. A lot of the stuff's done electronically these days. Everyone could be a producer in their bedroom.
Yeah, you be in the bed eating cookies and cookies and cookies and crunch. Push a button, yeah.
All right, so I would say that I saw Al Green recently in concert, and there was one song I had to brace myself for him to sing, thinking I'm going to start blubbing in this concert. For me, what's your... I know, I'm going to ask you, but I know. What's your favorite Al Green?
My favorite Al Green song is How Can You Mend a Broken Heart.
That's the one.
How can you mend this broken heart? How can you stop this man from crying? How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
Stop trying to make me cry.
He said, how can you mean?
And when he sings it, he really gets into it. You know, no matter how many times he has to repeat a word, just so you know, it's in you.
I love that song.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to repeat that bit just back to me. I'm going to tell everyone, yeah, he sang it to me. It was for me.
Exactly. For you, baby.
I love that track. Oh, I can't continue now. Where was I?
Yeah.
I'm all flustered.
She's being bad.
The versatility of your voice.
Thank you.
I have to say, I love the fact that you can go from singing. They say R&B. I say soul. You're a soul singer.
I like soul. I like R&B. I like hip hop. I like it all.
Yeah, but you sing reggae.
I can sing reggae too.
I mean, you
everybody.
Sing reggae. Yeah, but you sing it. Like, you're meant to sing reggae.
Yeah, because I feel it. I know exactly what reggae, where they're coming from.
Yeah.
The same yard, the same interpretation, just with a different dialect and language. So I get it.
I'm telling you, because there'd be a lot of people, because back in the day, I used to be a musician.
Yeah.
And there would be a lot of people that say that if you're a soul singer, you're a soul singer, you can't sing reggae. And then a reggae singer can't sing soul. But you just went, when I first heard the track, right?
Yeah.
I was like, isn't he supposed to be a singer, soul singer? I can't hear that. I can hear a reggae singer to me. I didn't even say this is a soul. You know, they would say this is a soul singer singing reggae. But it wasn't.
It was, because I didn't try to sing like I would sing with the patois and just stayed Anthony Hamilton, and just this is who I am, and this is, I'm from an island too.
I loved it. It was really good, and I love the versatility. I love the fact that you can sing, you know, whatever genre you want to sing. And you've worked with like quite a lot of artists as well, a number of artists, because I've done my back in the day on the independents, and we'd be listening to certain tracks, and then Anthony would come in on this track, hip hop track. Anthony would come in on this track, and I love the fact that, you know, and your voice is so distinctive, you couldn't miss who it was that was singing it. Is there anyone else left that you'd like to work with?
Yes.
You've worked with the legend Al. So who else is
there? Oh man, Bill Withers.
Oh,
yeah. John Mayer, Nika Costa.
John Mayer, really?
Yeah, I love John Mayer.
Yeah,
Nika Costa. Mary J. Blige. Mary.
I would like to do a song with Mary J. Blige. I'll just talk on it. I don't care.
Rolling Stones.
Get out.
B.B. King. Natalie Cole. Chaka Khan. Prince. Shelby Johnson.
Okay, stop.
Omar.
Omar. Anthony wants to work with you, Omar. He's such a cool guy.
Yeah.
Omar.
Yeah, Beverly. I love Beverly.
Which Beverly?
Beverly from here.
Beverly Knight.
Beverly Knight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Bev. It's your boy, baby. That's my buddy.
So the cameo you did in American Gangster gave you the itch for going on stage or going on film and becoming an actor now, moving into that?
Yes, it did. It did. And it feels good. I read for a movie, Cadillac Records.
Oh, did you?
The part of Willie Dixon. Cedric Entertainer got it. But, you know, he kind of has that. He looks more like a Willie Dixon than I do. So, and that's my boy. So I did a great job, though. But I've been reading the other script or two that seem to be interesting. But we're just going to make sure it's the proper placement.
Right, okay. We're going to come to a close soon because you've jet-lagged, poor things. Come over to London. Got to do all the interviews before you rest. And I'm being very nice.
Really
right.
Really good.
Being in this business is hard work as it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, is there any particular setback that you've had over your career? What is it, spanning nearly 15, 14 years now?
Yeah, 16, almost 17 years.
That's made you strong?
Yeah, just the labels, the albums that didn't come out and the fallen labels and stuff like that. So
that's them kind of setbacks just made you come on and come kicking.
The whole 10, 11 years of just not being able to come out. Added more personality and more oomph, more patient, more aware of my purpose and my walk, even outside of the music, you know, so very beneficial.
Excellent. So before we wrap up, this year, tell us a bit more about what's going to be happening with you this year.
Well, you may see me in some movies, cameos. I may be joining with Michael Jordan and be one of the, you know, non-talent, sports talent that signs with Brand Jordan.
I don't understand.
Just, well, they endorse you and you get to wear the Jordan, like, rare shoes. He has the rare sneakers that I really love. And
okay, I'm size 7, UK.
Okay. So we're doing that. The non-profit organizations. I have one called Taste that I want to, it's called Take a Step to Elevate. I want people to learn how to eat better and dietary importance and vitamins and herbs. And
well, good for you.
Thank you.
So you're healthy as well. Liking that. How you healthy? You're stubborn. How you healthy, man? You're going to be eating your grits.
No, the grits are not bad, though.
Grit
is a corn. It's a ground up corn. It's almost like a cereal, like porridge. Almost.
Grits is like porridge. Because every
time
I hear
grittier.
A song about grits, I'm thinking, what on earth is grits?
Oh, they're so amazing.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
Okay, grits.
You just can't put 1,000 pounds of butter in them.
Oh.
And salt and sugar.
I can eat that then.
No,
I won't be able to move.
No, you
afterwards.
Don't put that. Yeah, but you make them the right way. And
look at us digressing.
Yeah. You make them the right way and then they're right.
Exactly how I do the interviews. Don't worry. No one will be surprised. Anthony, it's been fantastic talking to you and taking the time.
Thank you. And I had a great time. And we'll keep it cool. Cool.
Keep it cool.
Yeah, we're keeping it cool.
And you're going to be at the O2, Indigo O2, one night only, but you're coming back to London.
I'll be back to London. I love it here. I'm going to get me a place here.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is colorful radio, baby. You know how to kind of make it colorful.
That's good. I'll tell you what, you get your place. I'll house sit it for you.
Okay. And when I come back, I'll let you know ahead of time. And you have something to eat.
I'll make you some grits.
Yeah, exactly. Grits.
Some fish and chips. It's London.
Oh, that's right too. I'm gonna go to Nando's.
Stop giving them advertisement, man. They need to pay.
Oh yeah. Y'all take it back.
Yeah, in that case. All right, thanks again. All right,
thank you.
Oh, your website.
My website, you can go to anthonyhamilton.com, or if you want to check out my latest tour, you can go to planetcooltour.blogspot.com. That's playing without the G, playing PLAYN, it cool, .blogspot.com.
Anthony Hamilton, thank you.
Thank you.